Well, happy birthday. You seem to be a little surprised by that one. I mean, today's the day of Pentecost. Today is that day that you and I really became a part of this thing called church. That sounds like happy birthday to me. And in fact, as you've already heard, right after the service, we think it's a good birthday. We've got cake. And ice cream. I didn't do that. It slipped out of there. Patty wouldn't let me get ice cream. No, she didn't say anything about it. I just forgot. I know, some things you just can't put off on somebody when they didn't have the foggiest idea. I want us to hear just a short piece of that wonderful story of Pentecost as we hear it in the second chapter of Acts. We're going to look at verses 1 through 8 and then jump over to verse 12. Sometime this week, go back and read this whole story. There's such a wonderful majesty and excitement about the story. Now, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Notice that first piece. They're there together. It's community. It's unity in community. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under the heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it then that we hear them speaking in our own language?" And then jumping over to verse 12, amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today I want us to talk about letting Jesus empower us. And I got to tell you, if you hadn't figured it out already, I love Pentecost. I love the celebration of Pentecost. For me, it's one of the three great holy days in all of the Christian year. I mean, you've got Easter, you've got Christmas, and you've got Pentecost. And each one of those days shows us something very special about God and about God's love for you and for me. I mean, you start with Christmas. And Christmas, God comes into the world in a very personal way. Up until now, we always think of God as other, as somewhere else. And suddenly, we can talk about and we can think about God as a very personal person, as a Jesus is God. Then on Easter, God rises above our sin, even death, the consequence of sin. And then now on Pentecost, God empowers his people to live, to touch, to change the world. And the wonderful thing is, God wants us to change the world one person at a time. Now, I got to tell you, I realize I'm old, and so I've gotten to get through a couple of things. And one of the things I realize is there are a lot of people around who are absolutely terrified of Pentecost. Pentecost scares us. I mean, we hear that great experience of God's Spirit just being poured out upon God's people in their lives, and suddenly our stomach takes that terrible jump all the way up into the top of our throat, and we just don't know what to do anymore. But hear how Pentecost is described. The community was gathered together in study and prayer, and then the sound like a mighty wind burst in upon them and appears to them like tongues of flame that are just resting upon each of them. And that's where most people begin to hear the speaking in tongues as God gave them utterance. And that's where a lot of people just want to stop this whole Pentecost reading and say, haven't we gone far enough already? Can I get off this train? I really don't think I want to be a part of it anymore. My mom came across a comedian in the mid to late 60s. His name was Wendy Bagwell. I remember one of the stories that Wendy Bagwell told was the story of visiting a church up in the mountains of North Carolina, Tennessee. And he says that suddenly, right in the middle of the service, people broke out bags of snakes. And they were dancing around with their snakes and everything else. And he made two comments that got my attention, have always stayed with me since. The first was, someone asked him if he wanted to handle one of the snakes. His reply was, God hasn't asked me to do this, and I'm not gonna. And the second came as his fear just rose higher and higher and higher, and he realized something. I can't get out of this place by the front door unless I go by the snakes. And that's when he turned around and he looked, and he realized behind him, there was no back door. And so he turned to one of the church people and he says, folks, where do you want your new back door? You know, for a lot of folks, Pentecost is Bagwell's. God didn't and I ain't. Or where can I place this new back door? But I want you to know something. Everything that happened on the day of Pentecost, everything that happened, happened for a purpose. For there were crowds that had come to Jerusalem, God-fearing people who were there to celebrate Pentecost there in Jerusalem. And as this commotion begins to take place, it's so loud that it said people were actually drawn to the commotion. And each one hears people speaking in his or her own language. So what's all this about? What is this great purpose? I think our answer begins, excuse me, even with a question in verse 37. It says, and now when the crowd heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter, brother, what should we do? And in verse 38, Peter responds saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Catch purpose right there. It's all done that the gospel of Jesus Christ might be shared with others. And I love what verse 41 tells us about that purpose that very day. For it says that very day there were 3,000. Wow. 3,000. Souls that were added. Folks, that's why Pentecost is so important. Because God gives you and me the power to live with him day by day, to touch our world day by day, to bring healing, wholeness, and hope to a world that needs hope so desperately. To change our world one person at a time. It was the Doobie Brothers who put it this way about taking it to the streets. Folks, that's what Pentecost is all about. It's about allowing the very gospel and to share that gospel with power in ways that people understand. that was the true miracle of the day, is that everybody heard the gospel message in a way that was important to their life, in a way that was important for me to hear and to fully understand, whatever the language may be. But John, I'm still scared. Are you sure I got to do this? Do I really have to participate in this Pentecost stuff? Remember the gospel, John. Let not your hearts be troubled. And neither let them be afraid. God's Spirit is upon us today. God has poured out His Spirit upon you, upon me. So let Jesus empower us in all of the things that we do. And folks, now you get, your involvement comes right now. I want you to turn, excuse me, to a person who's there on your right. And you're going to have to reach all the way back, okay? Now, turn to that person on your right. I know, you got fun. I want to see how y'all some of these things do this. You may just have to turn to her, and y'all got to figure it out. Turn to a person sitting beside you. How's that? Somewhere beside you. Tap them on the shoulder and say to them, let Jesus empower you in all that you do. Now turn to them. Okay, now all of you who just got blessed, I want you to turn back to the person beside you as well. See, some of you are just A-plus students, and y'all already did this. I saw you already. Now, so everybody, now you got to turn back the other way, tap them up your person on the shoulder, and tell them, let Jesus empower you with all that you do. Yeah, you get to tap him this time. Let Jesus empower you in all that you do. Pentecost and the day of Pentecost started out as a day of fear, I think, in the lives of everybody. Whether you were one of those disciples or whether you're part of the crowd out in the street. But as Jesus empowered them, literally, that power was taken to the streets. May today be your day of blessing, of Pentecost, of the Spirit touching your heart and your life in such a way that you and I are empowered by Him to do whatever you and I need to do. That the gospel of Jesus Christ, that gift of God's love, may be experienced in the fullness of His love and power everywhere we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Happy birthday, Christians.